Back home, 110 days after the general election, the deputy leaders of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party are expected to meet today to continue efforts to try to form a new government. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is watching. Where are they, Micheál?
Well, work continuing. I suppose one of the key points in the last few days has been that principle around deficit reduction. Of course, this is an important one because it's projected that at some point, maybe in 2023, there will be a financial deficit facing the country of anywhere from 6 billion to 14 billion. And if this government takes shape and they are in place at that point, then in 2023, they will have to look at trying to reduce the deficit. That is the view of a majority of the negotiators. But just agreeing the wording around that and making sure, I think, that it doesn't scare some people in the room, particularly that could signal in that direction, signal austerity too. That is the fear. And I think trying to get that exactly nailed down, that work has to continue. I know the key principle, or the core principle, if you like, was conceded by the Green leader Eamon Ryan in the Dáil yesterday when he spoke about massive stimulation of the economy for 3 years and then perhaps an adjustment, is what he spoke about, maybe needed in 2023. But he didn't think that would be huge anyway, given the amount of investment that would have taken place in the economy. But last night, talks were still taking place as to how you would nail that down in words in a programme for government. And while the sentiment and the principle had been conceded in the Dáil chamber earlier, it hadn't quite rippled down to the level of negotiations as of last night, at any rate. Also, the big issue that could face these talks later on may centre on agriculture. That's going to be left until fairly late in the negotiation. And there are worries and concerns of Fine Gael at parliamentary party level, at least, as to how that might go. And there is another question too, and it centres back perhaps on the general election campaign, that entire issue of the postponing of the pension age, which is due to go to 67 next year. Can that be accommodated now when economic circumstances have changed? That will also be a focus in the days ahead, I think.
What about independents, Micheál? Are they going to play any role in the next few days?
I think independence will play a role. It will probably be next week before that really takes shape. What we think is going to happen is that a number of independents may come into the reckoning at some point, possibly late next week. Just how much of a contribution they will be able to make to any programme for government doesn't seem entirely clear. Will it be negotiations based on what may be on the way to constituencies anyway? It was an interesting contribution, I thought, in the Dáil yesterday between the Waterford Independent TD, Matt Shanahan, when he thanked the Health Minister and also referenced a public commitment from the Taoiseach that the cat lab in Waterford will be delivered, which has been delayed since 2018. It could be projects of that nature that are already down and part of capital expenditure programmes that could bring a number of independents over the line, rather than any huge negotiation around the programme for government, or perhaps even the prospect of ministries, although the prospect of some junior ministries at this point hasn't been ruled out. People like Marion Harkin, Sean Canny, and Cathal Berry from Kildare South as well mentioned in that regard.
Continuing calls, Micheál, for COVID restrictions to be eased. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, telling the Dáil that the 5 kilometre rule, he didn't see a logic to it or any scientific basis to it. On the 2 metre guidance, that it's not required by science, he told the Dáil, and we'll be talking to Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan later. There are more of these calls.
There are, and we expect that they will be heard again at Cabinet when it meets on Friday. But there doesn't appear to be any movement at that level, and there's no anticipation going into the Cabinet meeting on Friday that you could see any changes arising from it. I suppose the next key big date is June 5th, and that's when the government will make that decision about whether or not the second phase of easing restrictions take place. When Tony Houlihan spoke to the Cabinet yesterday, some ministers thanked him for his work. Others were pushing and pushing fairly hard to try and speed up the pace at which the restrictions are due to be lifted. And of course, there were signals too that yes, that could happen, expressed in the Dáil, but not right now, because there's nothing there to justify it at this moment, and the government keen that they would have to wait until next week before they could get a key measure as to how this particular phase has gone. I suppose, as you said, you'll be speaking to Jim O'Callaghan later, and it's what he said in the Dáil last night, I suppose, is the clearest exposition of the feeling, and that is that there is a view emerging in some places that the government is being led exclusively by health advice and not weighing in other factors, and that's the charge he made. And I think that would chime with what some who sit around the cabinet believe as well, although they're not expressing it publicly at this moment.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.